Oh, any time of day is the podcast I listen to.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It's any time of day.
Boom, 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 boom.
This is our St. Patty's Day show. We got a lot of things on the docket. And we also have our prize for our 100th like today. And a new word of the day for you. That's all coming up on any time of day.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right.
We're bad at that.
Really good.
Yeah.
I think we're getting better.
I don't think we're getting better at that, actually, but that's probably just me.
It's fun to do, though.
So, everybody else probably loves it.
All right, so, like I said earlier, if you don't remember, it was like a few seconds ago, we do have our 100th like, which is going to – we got quite a little prize.
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, 100th like on Facebook.
If you read that status, it was pretty exciting. Stuff.
Yeah, it was just going like gangbusters up to 98, and then it just died.
It was a little, I was like, oh man, we're not going to get to 100. And it was really depressing, but then we got it.
We nailed it, so, big time.
Here, our winner, I have a, drum roll please.
It's crazy how much better I am at this than you.
Yeah, that's about enough of that.
I'm not familiar with drum rolls.
The winner is...
That's a symbol.
That's when you stop. Casey Paradis.
Yeah. I've got two tickets to paradise. Pack your bags, we leave tonight. Thanks for being 100 like.
Do, do,
boom.
You won!
So
that got real weird.
You're welcome. Thank you, Casey Paradis, for being our 100th like.
Thanks for being a fan. Just all of you, thanks for being a fan.
Thanks to everybody for listening. If you want an awesome song like that for you and to get mentioned, well, it probably won't happen. But
we could do something like that for our 200th like.
I'm thinking like 150. I don't even know if we'll get to 200.
Oh, we're going to get to 200 because so, you all out there are going to share and spread the word. Spread the good word.
Because sharing is caring.
Indeed.
Keeping it to yourself is a terrible, terrible thing.
That's a common saying.
Put it out there.
All right, so like we also said, as you could tell by the opening song of our show, it is our St. Patty's Day show.
Ooh, St. Patty's Day.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That was not the best accent I have.
Nope.
Not at all.
But, you know.
That's okay. So we're going to give you a little bit of St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
No,
not better.
Not any better.
St.
Bryce?
Patty's Day.
Nope.
Almost there.
You super just... close.
One of us will get it.
St. Patty's Day.
What was that?
What's that?
We're going to give you a brief.
St. Patty's Day.
Give you a look at the history of St. Patty's Day. We all know that it's a day where Irish people really show their pride, drink a lot of green beer, and then pass out.
Or
hibernate till next year's St. Patty's Day. So, we're going to give you the truth about it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for the truth.
Are you ready for some hot knowledge?
Hit me with the hot stuff.
Some piping hot knowledge. I'm going to get it all over you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
You always make it weird.
Yeah, that's on me. All right, St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a cultural and religious holiday celebrated annually on the 17th of March, the death date of the most commonly recognized patron saint of Ireland, St. Patrick.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
No. All right.
not good at all.
Well, you know, do you guys have any other thing, or am I just going to contribute
I got some
this?
Facts.
Oh,
I
yeah?
got some facts
do it.
here.
Do it.
corned beef and cabbage is a traditional St. Patrick's Day dish. Guess how many pounds of beef and pounds of cabbage were produced in the United States in 2009. I thought it was going to be consumed.
Man, I got no
on St. Patty's Day.
I got no idea. How much beef was produced on St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's just in 2009.
What does that have to do with anything about
well,
St. Patrick's
Day? Well,
corned
beef and
you're
cabbage
fired. You're fired. Get
are eaten
get
on St. Patty's Day.
How but much the, is eaten?
No, it's just your how much was produced
stink. How much it stinks. Here we go. Here's one that is actually good.
I got to start reading stuff before I say it.
Did you know that originally the color associated with St. Patrick was blue?
What? Does it say why?
I'll feed you baby birds.
What?
Over.
I don't want to eat baby birds.
Over the years, the color green and its association with St. Patrick's Day grew.
Wow, that was interesting.
Green ribbons and shamrocks were worn in celebration of St. Patrick's Day as early as the 17th century. St. Patrick is said to have used the shamrock, a three-leaf plant,
time
to
out.
Explain the Holy Trinity to the pagan Irish. And the yes, Bryce?
That's a terrible accent. Please just go back to doing you.
I'll do me. That's how I do. Well, you know what?
Hey, here's an actually interesting one, and I already read it, so I'm not going to sound stupid.
Well, blue was good, I thought.
Well, I like that one a lot better than Brian's.
I don't know if you backed it up. I stopped listening to you, but...
Yeah, I did too.
Here's the deal.
Fair.
There are 34.7 million U.S. residents with Irish ancestry. This number is more than 7 times the population of Ireland itself.
Wow. That was good.
I enjoyed that one.
Well, oh,
you know
okay.
What? All right.
Okay.
So
we're all Irish, right?
That's a good amount. We are a little bit Irish. I'm just going to stop that. Okay, so.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, that was pretty good.
That wasn't terrible.
That wasn't bad. Better than mine.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Nope. So, give you a little St. Patrick's Day history there. But you're lucky because today we have an Irish guest. And I'm sure he can give us some more St. Patrick's Day facts other things.
I'm sure that he can do that.
Maybe he can teach us how to do the accent, too.
Maybe. I'm willing to bet it probably won't be as good as either of ours. Any of ours, I mean.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Okay, so. Anyway, he refuses to tell us his name, but we're going to get him on in here. That little Irish guy we all know. Irish guy. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Well, I got to my seat.
Yeah,
we only have the three mics and the three seats.
That's right.
So.
This is the blanket fort, by the way, that we're recording out of. And here he comes. He's
see
a heavy
later,
stepper.
Brian. Hi, Irish man. I'm riding a horse in here. Into the blanket fort.
Oh, top of the morning to ya.
Well, hello. So, first of all, can you...
Top of the any time of day to ya.
Ooh, clever.
Ooh.
Thank you. So can you tell us what your name is? Because, I'm dying to know.
My name is Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
That's what she said.
You're a dirty bird, Patrick O'Flanagan O'Toole.
Angus! Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
O'Toole McFlanagan.
So...
Like that?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
That was... Okay, so does everybody in... Ireland have that long of a name?
Yeah. Yep.
In a word,
pretty
yeah.
much, yeah. In one word, yeah.
Well, okay, perfect. Can you give it to us one more time? The name, please.
Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
Okay, all right, lovely. All right, so we were just talking about facts of St. Patrick's Day. Can you shed some light on it?
I don't remember a single St. Patty's Day.
Why is that?
Alcohol. A lot of it.
Yeah, so Irish people are, you know, they're kind of notorious, infamous for liking the drink. And so that is true, huh?
That is not true, actually. We don't like the drink, we love it.
That was interesting.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so you love so walk us through a typical day. Patrick O'Toole, Angus, sorry.
Angus O'Patrick O'Toole.
You better watch it.
You better watch it, boy, Sonny lad.
Okay, I'll be
so
sure.
So here, I'm going to walk you through a day in the life of an Irishman named Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
Okay, so it's your day. A day in the life of you.
This is a regular day.
Yes, okay.
So. Well, I sleep all day and I drink all night and I only take breaks to get in a fight.
I didn't know that was going to be a song.
It so most certainly was.
Your life is a musical.
My life is amazing.
So, I guess what the Irish are pretty famous
from Ireland.
They're famous for drinking Guinness, eating potatoes, and river dancing. Do you river dance?
I most certainly do not.
Why? Why not?
Because I cobble the shoes that they use to river dance.
You cobble them, huh?
I'm a cobbler.
Is that your family trade?
Just me.
Oh, so you just, your family were potato farmers?
They... Oh, you love your stereotypes, don't you?
I'm sorry.
I'm getting a little offended over here.
That's another
you
thing. The Irish have a rage.
A rage about them. Is that also true?
Did you not listen to my song? I only take breaks to get into fights.
That's fair. Okay, so how did you get in the cobbling business?
Well, you say, I'm going to be a cobbler, and you do it then.
Oh, that sounds pretty,
Pretty exciting.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Not a lot of hoops to jump through.
No hoops.
So you just woke up one morning and were like,
God, I should be a cobbler.
Yeah, how did that get in your head?
Someone was like, hey, there's a cobbling shop job opening on the corner. You should apply.
With no previous experience.
None whatsoever.
They just wanted you out of the bar.
They said, do you sleep all day and you drink all night and you only take breaks to get in a fight? And I said, yes, I do. And they said, you're the one.
You should be a cobbler.
So explain the process of cobbling for me.
Well,
I'm not familiar because...
Of course you're not.
Me either.
Because, yeah, we
dramatic
don't
pause
need
there.
That.
Yes, well, it all starts on the workbench. You see.
Wow.
And you lay out your tools.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have your tools.
I like where this is going.
Then you cobble.
So right. How do you cobble?
Yeah, what is exactly. The actual cobbling? Explain that.
Well, you take.
Mm-hmm. Like the part in between laying the tools out.
Hey, I'm,
and cobbling,
I'm doing this.
What happens in between?
Hey, laddie.
Interesting.
So you take your leather.
Right.
We use a lot of leather.
Of course you do.
And you take and you wrap it around to look like a foot. Mm-hmm. And then you slap some more leather on the bottom. And you take your tools. I mentioned them earlier. Did you remember the tools?
Yep.
Yes, I did.
The tools.
Are you making fun of my accent?
Yes.
Oh, I hate you both.
Okay.
A little Beatles.
A little Beatly. Have you heard of the Beatles?
All you need is love.
Oh, man.
I'm telling about my cobbling.
Yeah.
So then you take your tools and you hit the
leather
till it becomes a shoe.
What? I don't think that's right.
I think that's exactly who's the cobbler here.
I
not
allegedly you.
But allegedly,
I have my doubts. I wish Brian were here to Google this. This is worth a Google.
He's the only one who knows how to use a computer.
All right, so
he's smart as a whip. That
that's
one.
Cobbling. You cobble the shoes of the river dancers. You do not partake in the dance of the river.
No.
I like how that was put.
Thank you.
That was majestic.
I bet you couldn't say it again, could you?
You don't partake in the dance of the river.
Ooh.
There was more to earlier. I think you're cheating me out of words. You're cheating me out of that sweet tongue of yours.
What?
I don't know.
It's all right. Real weird in here.
It is. It is. So. You don't river...
I don't river dance.
Do
I cobble
you,
and
do
drink.
You, do you eat...
Potatoes?
Yeah.
You go. Does he eat potatoes and drink all day?
Yes, I love potatoes. And I love sheep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We heard a lot of sheep.
Okay, so you like to...
Oh, you didn't hear that we heard. He has not heard that we heard.
That's pretty funny. Is that a pretty funny Irish joke over in...
Yeah, it never gets old.
On the Emerald Isle.
Have you ever heard the... Yeah, are you working hard or hardly working? Yeah, that never gets old either. Are you drinking hard or hardly drinking? Drinking hard is the answer to that one.
Yes, obviously. All right, so...
You're pretty quiet over there, little girl. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
What are you
gosh.
Thinking about?
Wow.
Do you have a wife, Angus? Patrick O'Toole begs.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe what my ears are hearing. Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
A little bit faster.
And my wife's name is Mary.
Ooh.
Mary
Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
So, where did you meet Mary?
At the pub.
What is it? Of course, obviously. Do you guys have any St. Patrick's Day traditions?
We drink.
Okay. Anything else?
Do you do anything else, actually?
Is this a G-rated show?
I don't know what that accent was.
Depending on my answer.
Well, we try to keep
we try to
keep it in the, you know.
Then all we do is drink.
I don't think that's really a G-rated thing.
I think I know where you were going with that.
Do ya?
Ben's got a Mary, wife, he gets it.
Mary is a very unlucky lady, as it seems to me.
Yeah.
You guys are harsh.
Whatever, McTool.
I see bang. You've got a touch of the Blarney as well.
We are full of the Blarney.
You have red hair is what I'm trying to say to you.
Is that what they say in Ireland if there's a redhead?
Oh, he's got a touch of the Blarney.
Do they say that a lot?
Every day. We come down to the pub and we finish our own individual singing songs about our days. And then we start in with the here. He has a touch of the Blarney. He has a touch of the Blarney. He has a touch of the Blarney. And then we drink.
And then you drink. Bryce, do you have any questions for our guest right now is...
Bryce, that's
Angus.
Not a girl's name at all.
It's a bi-gender name.
We have Angus Patrick McFlarnigan.
McFlarnigan? How dare you? Have you ever met a McFlarnigan?
Can't say that.
Yeah, I don't like where this is going at all.
Yeah, I...
They're not good people.
I'm sorry to confuse
and
you.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Can I get your name one more time?
Angus?
Mm-hmm.
Patrick?
Yes, Patrick.
O'Toole McFlanagan!
He's our guest, everybody, in the blanket fort tonight. Today?
Say it.
This afternoon?
Say it.
Angus Patrick McTool...
Nope, start over.
Angus Patrick McFlanagan...
No, start over.
I don't... Bryce, what's your question?
Does a little girl want to try?
McFlanagan, McChurgan.
Sounds right to me.
I can't even believe you, too.
Sounds right to me.
It's not even
Let's
hard.
Let's just keep calling them McToolbag.
How'd you feel if I called you Benelby Dempster Poop?
Benelbean?
Benelby Dempster Poop. Benelby. See, it doesn't feel good, does it?
Benelby?
No.
Benelby Dempster Poop.
That hurts my feelings, I guess.
Interesting. Okay, so here's my question for you. You say that a ginger has a touch of the Blarney, right?
Yeah.
Indeed, he does.
Speaking of Blarney, have you kissed the Blarney Stones?
Have you?
Have you kissed Blarney Stones?
It's just one stone.
Did you kiss Blarney Stone?
Are you trying to make a testicle reference, little girl?
Oh. But have you done that?
Yeah.
I have kissed the Blarney Stone.
Yeah. He's kissed
not
Blarney,
Blarney
Stone.
Stones. No!
He said it.
Okay,
it
so
here.
I hear that that is just filthy and that the locals actually laugh at people who kiss that dirty rock and that people, like, pee on it and stuff.
I wouldn't kiss it.
I love it. And then we punch those people right in the face.
Interesting.
Yeah. People can hear you.
Yeah, that was. It sounded like this.
It's like that bird on the peanuts.
What?
The peanuts.
You know what the peanuts are?
We have television in Ireland.
I think that's what adults sound like.
What?
Adults on? Are we talking about like Charlie Brown?
Charles Brownlee?
I think I might sneeze.
Oh, I thought you were making a poop yourself face.
So, any last questions for our guest?
No.
Angus McPatrick McFlanagan.
No, do it again.
Angus.
Angus. There's no Patrick Mick until the end.
Oh. Angus Flanagan.
No, do it again.
Angus Patrick Flanagan.
No, do it again.
McGannigan. Angus. Any last questions? Any last questions for him? Angus Patrick McCooligan.
Just one more time with
Flanagan.
The name.
Angus Patrick O'Toole McFlanagan.
O'Toole.
Thanks for
McFlanagan.
Coming on the show.
And I sleep all day and I drink all night and I only take breaks to get into fights. I did, ho ho ho.
I like that song. I'll put that on my iPod. Yeah, that's pretty catchy. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy cobbling schedule.
It's very busy. They go through shoes like crazy.
And I had no idea that you could just beat leather until it turned into a shoe. That's tremendous.
We all learn something new.
Yes.
Every day.
I was going to make a bad beaten joke.
You are filthy, Angus. But thank you. And there he goes, everybody. Angus out the door. Always singing that guy. I think he might be a leprechaun, Bryce.
I think so, too.
Who's the leprechaun?
Angus McKenna.
Angus.
Angus.
Angus Flanagan. Angus.
There was like a fetus. No, not that. That's not his name.
Angus.
Angus Mc.
What? The Irish guy that was just here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You missed him.
Shoot.
Interesting fella.
Of course.
Yeah. Don't be too sad that you missed him.
Probably for the best. I like him. He was insulting. He hurt my feelings way more than once.
How does he hurt your feelings?
Called me a lady.
Yeah, he kept calling Bryce a little girl. All right, so speaking of St. Patrick's Day and the Irish guy, and we're going to stay in this theme. We're going to give a shout out to the people with a touch of the Blarney. A shout out to the Gingers.
Gingers.
Yeah, let's just leave that to me.
Okay. So these are not just any ginger. They're semi-famous gingers and just
actually
famous.
All famous.
All famous.
Not even semi-famous.
Yes.
They're all pretty famous.
Correct. Yes.
Indeed.
Brian, start us off down the list of famous gingers.
Ginger.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger.
What did he sing? A-Team?
Yeah. I believe so.
How did that go?
It was something.
You said stuck in daydreaming.
There it is.
In the A-Team. Stuck in daydreaming.
This is wholesome.
Been this way since A-Team.
Okay, that's good enough. Well, congratulations on being a ginger, Eddie boy.
Ginger.
All right.
Who do we got next?
I believe you have the list of gingers.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. We've got, let's see, Christina Hendricks.
Oh, ginger.
Ginger.
Congratulations
on being a ginger.
And the airbags.
What?
I don't know. It's like that. I was just trying to think of
the airbags.
You can just call them boobs.
Is that what we were talking about,
yeah,
Ben?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
For being a pervert.
All right. Sorry.
Emma Stone. Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Fact.
Yeah. What about her? Cute.
Yep.
That is interesting.
Agreed.
That is true.
Boom. Cute ginger.
Cute ginger.
It's like right in the ear.
What's the interesting fact, you crazy?
Why Brian, did I get slapped?
Just slap Bryce for some reason.
Amy, no, Emma Stone.
Yeah, what about her?
Is not a ginger.
What?
Now.
Retract
what?
It. Retract it.
Ring.
really let us down.
She's a blonde. She's naturally a blonde.
Liar.
Okay. So God, next.
Dang, my face hurts right now.
You were angled weird. I don't know.
I was angled. You shouldn't have slapped
Amy
me.
Amy Adams.
Ginger.
Actually a ginger. Don't slap me. Actually, she's ginger. A ginger.
And fun fact, from Minnesota, got her start at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you've been there.
I have. We're all raising our hands.
All three of us.
Raise your hand at home if you've been there too. We don't care.
And if you're out in public and there's lots of people around, still raise your hands.
We'll pause for you to raise your hands. Congratulations.
Big waste of time. All right, here we go.
Big waste of time.
Next on the list of gingers.
Carrot Top. Still gross.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next.
Moving on.
Rupert Grint. Grint? Did I say that right? Yes. He is.
Yeah.
What's his character in Harry Potter?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
Ronald Weasley.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the only ginger in Harry Potter.
Fun story about brothers Ronald are Weasley. Too. I guess, you know, in my younger days, I bared some resemblance to the gentleman. And we went to Universal Studios at the Harry Potter theme land thing because we're cool. And we're waiting in line. And I couldn't help but notice that there were quite a few young children who were staring and pointing at me. And I
loved it. You pervert.
Signed a few autographs. No, I hope it was because they thought that I was old Rupert. Old Roops, as I call them. We're good friends.
No, you're not.
No, we're not. I hope that's the reason, and it wasn't because I had a wardrobe malfunction or just because I was a gross ginger.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, next ginger. Let's
change the subject. Yeah. Prince Harry.
Ginger.
Royal ginger.
That wasn't planned at all. We just did it.
Michael C. Hall.
Dexter. Serial killing ginger.
Damian Lewis. Who was this again?
He's the guy on the One Show. He's also in Band of Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
He's ruggedly
handsome. Homefront.
Homefront, yes. Mm. Homeland. Thank you. Yes.
Ginger! Seth Green is a ginger.
Seth Green. He is on Family Guy. He's on a terrible show called Dads.
He's on Without a Paddle.
Without a Paddle. Loved it.
I'll give that
Austin
a smile.
Powers. Everything. Yeah. He's been in a lot. Oh, Robot Chicken. That's his baby.
Does he still do voices for Family Guy?
Yeah. I already said
he
Family
just
Guy.
Just said that.
Try to keep up.
Sorry.
Ginger.
Little ginger.
Little bit of baby ginger.
Simon baby Pegg. Ginger.
British ginger.
I think. Oh, we have one more.
Here. Oh yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Ginger train wreck.
Yes. So actually, fun fact about Lindsay Lohan: she is in the news once again.
Ooh. Oh. For what this time, Ben?
Well, you know, she made a.
Okay.
All right. Are we done? Okay. So.
Oh, my God.
She made a list of the people she's had sex with. Excuse me, relations.
Who doesn't?
Yes, right? And so there's quite a few notable names on here.
No way.
Yes. I'm just going to read through the list of names, and then we'll play a fun game called.
Smile or Gasser?
No. Oh. Are they devastated that this is released? All right. First on the list, there's quite a few. I'm only going to hit, you know, some high points.
Okay.
Some major.
Are they all famous?
No, not everybody on the list is famous, but quite a few of them were. All right, here we go. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Devastated.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that he's probably.
He's just Joaquin Phoenix.
He probably doesn't even know where he is right now. To be honest. So
he's off dating his computer somewhere.
Right.
Boy, thought you were gonna enjoy that a little bit more. And you guys suck.
I liked it.
Her.
Okay, so
here's the next one.
Zac Efron.
Ooh. What? No.
Yep. Devastated, I would say.
Yeah. I'd say he's
some things just should stay behind. Closed doors. Now, this list, there's two people on this list that is probably, it's not devastating for one. It's devastating for the other,
and it's devastating extra for both of them for us, I think. Number one, Heath Ledger. He's dead.
What?
Spoiler alert, everybody. Spoiler if you haven't been keeping up. Oh, so God. He probably doesn't care.
Wow. But, wow.
So sensitive. You're so sensitive.
But
you don't get to come back.
But isn't
next
that
week,
that just really poor Heath?
That is a bummer.
That just makes me sad.
Here's
that,
the second
that
one. Here's
the
second
that
one.
Happened.
This is another devastating one. Justin Timberlake. Yeah.
Are you okay? Did you just?
So I think he's pretty devastated.
Now,
and
when was this though? Was this know. Like? Did she shave her head?
No, that was Britney.
2009. Allegedly with Justin Timberlake.
Wait, she has them all listed and dated?
And dated. They just have the date
please,
for that one.
Please sign here, Justin Timberlake. Sign and date. That'd be great.
That you will allow me to release this in a few years.
Because, I mean, maybe if it was before she was, like, totally nuts, then, like, that's okay. And he was thinking, hey, she's, you know.
Got boobs.
She's the love of my life.
No.
She's a ginger.
Ginger.
Anyway, so I think that, yeah, he's pretty devastated. I would also think Jessica Biel would not want his wife, Bren.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to say she was on the list, too. And
no,
I was
no.
Interesting.
But, you
know,
well, that's how they met, actually.
Can you imagine waking up to the news and be like, excuse me, Justin? It says here that you
slept with a nasty ginge.
Yeah, and he'd be like, I guess it's time to come clean about the herpes.
Well, I don't think
that sounds like Justin Timberlake.
Like that.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, I'm bringing herpes back.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that one. and now, also Colin Farrell.
Oh,
yeah, he does what he
He's
wants.
Irish, so a top of the morning to ya.
Still not even close.
Yeah, no, it's not good. All right, here we go. Well, I'm gonna give you the last two. Real high points here. James Franco. Probably too high to even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think he really doesn't care at all.
Yeah, I don't think he cares either. Here's another one. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Adam Levine. Oh.
No.
Adam
Levine.
No.
Yep. So, you know.
You sound like just weird things are happening over there.
Yeah, so that's...
Wait, what is your source?
Yeah.
What is my source? This is all over the place.
In Touch?
Hey,
In Touch magazine?
Don't reveal our sources over the air.
That's not my source, you fool. It's the New York Times. Why am I
It's the New York Times hat.
All right, so
one
that's
second.
Our tribute to the gingers with one really and on a high note, what I always say. Lindsay Lohan. All right, so or Lohan. However,
what?
Does it even matter really? I've heard it both ways.
Sochi, Sochi.
The debacle continues. I think we pretty much hit Sochi. Sochi. All right, so now let's let us stroll into our final topic of the day.
Yay.
The new word of the week. And now since we did not hit this last week, and I'd like to say this, a little disappointed in you guys.
Not a little, a lot. Lots. Nobody commented or liked that status at all.
Oh, already been liked?
No, I don't think anybody even liked it.
That's devastating. So, Brian, could you rehash the rules, and then maybe somebody will put something. It's almost a guarantee that you and your comment will be on the show the next time we do Word of the Day if you just comment once. Comment. Not comment. I'm not talking about cleaning supplies. I'm just going to clarify in my own head.
Or space things.
So
Space ghost. Be quiet, Brian.
So, yes, Brian, tell us what the word of the week is.
Okay.
Explain the whole thing. Please show us some love because, you know,
I'm not gonna
on the Facebook, not you, Brian.
Oh.
To the lovely listeners.
Okay.
Here
it is.
It's getting a little baggy over here. I'm begging. That's what I meant. Go take it.
Still don't know what you mean.
Yeah, okay.
But, all right. So, the word of the week, you guys will post on our Any Time of Day podcast wall,
which is on Facebook.
On Facebook, a definition that you would like us to make up a word for, and we will choose one of those for the word of the week. And
what an honor! Can I just say that?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. So, then we'll make up a word and we'll announce it on air.
Let's say I'm just going to paint a scenario real quick. Let's say George, that you are the most unpopular person Harkin. In the world.
George Harkin.
Okay, you're George Harkin. The most unpopular person in the world. My apologies if there is a George Harkin out there. Just,
I did just pull those from nowhere.
To our show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say that's you. And, you know, no friends.
I have no friends.
You're down in the dumps. Well, you post your definition of a word. That's you typing, George. And then
words,
you post
words,
it. Hey, and then the we look at it and we say, wow, look at what George Harkin wrote. Let's make up a word.
Thank or you. We could just use words.
And then we say it, and now all of a sudden, George Harkin, you're the most popular guy in school.
Oh my gosh, I have so many friends.
George Harkin, the coolest guy in the world.
Yeah, that could be
I
you.
I want to be the friend so bad.
There it is.
Take me to prom.
So, Brian, unfortunately, this week we again had to make up the word of the week. Mm-hmm. And in honor of St. Patty's Day, the word of the day, week, any time of whenever, is drook. And the definition for drook is where you get so drunk, you puke in your own pocket.
Super awesome.
It can be a shirt pocket. It could be a pants pocket.
Okay.
You just can't.
I'm glad
that
you
can't
aim.
Take it anymore.
Take
anywhere.
Get it in your
any pocket.
In your
it's
pants
very
pocket.
Specific. To also your own pocket.
Aim for a pocket.
You got to be
can
really.
Can you droke in somebody else's pocket?
No.
What?
That's droking.
That's a weird. Wait, what? Droking?
Droking oh, dude, you just droked in my pocket.
Okay, so
started droking, and then it just started droking. It was disgusting.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
how
be,
you use that.
That'd be bad. That is not a way to get friends.
So drooking.
By drooking.
Drooking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I just drooked. Look it.
And you'd be like, well, I hate to do this, but you'd be like Harry Poppins. I mean, Larry Poppins.
Harry Poppins.
with cottage cheese in his pocket.
Yeah.
That's what drooking is.
Except
like.
It'd be puke.
Puke, yeah. Not cottage cheese. Oh, I get it now. All right.
Perfect.
Take a visual. Well, now, drook is the word of the bye week. Of the week, bi-weekly, the week.
Just the
word
week.
Of the week. Yep. Okay, we'll do it every week. Hopefully you will participate next week.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, that's all we got.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I'm Ben. Boom, boom, that's Brian. Boom, that's Bryce.
Boom, 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 boom.
Good morning. Boom, good afternoon.
Boom, boom,
or good
boom,
night.
Boom,
this has been any time of day.
What?
Ugh. Bye, everybody.